from KQED.
This is Mr. Scruffy. He's supposed to be the boss, but I think she's in charge, and that's Lulu.
These are the savage guard dogs who greet you at the door of this former Hell's Angel, Mr. Scruffy and Lulu. They could both fit in your lap.
This poor guy had been stuck for 6 months behind bars. All the other dogs were going crazy, and he kind of just lifted his leg like, man, I know you know about, you know, being locked up. You got to get me out of here.
Mr. Scruffy wasn't wrong. George Christie knows about being locked up. In 1986, he was tried for an alleged prison murder and spent a year behind bars. He was ultimately found not guilty and cleared of all charges. In 2001, he was indicted on 59 counts related to prescription drugs, spent a year in solitary, took a plea bargain, and was released. In 2011, he was indicted for conspiracy to firebomb two Ventura tattoo parlors. The government offered a plea deal, and Christie spent another year in prison. He got out in 2014. But it all goes with the territory. Ventura Police Chief Ken Corney.
Well, he was certainly the figurehead, the leader of the local chapter, which was involved in ongoing criminal activity. They were certainly, in my opinion, a criminal street gang, but also branched a little bit more into organized crime.
George Christie.
I think it was a really esoteric lifestyle, and it's like something zen. You know, if you have to explain it, you kind of lose the essence of it. Either you fit in or you didn't.
Christie became a member in 1976. Now, closing in on 70, the former Angel's boss has settled into his second act. He lives with his wife and 13-year-old son in a quaint house on a quiet street in Sleepy Ojai, a town a few miles north of Ventura, where he grew up in a traditional Greek family.
The Greeks, we were outsiders to the rest of culture. I think that was really my first exposure to maybe being outsiders or outlaws, if you will.
By the mid-60s, Christie had a good job with the Department of Defense that would last 10 years. He got married for the first time and had a daughter, just a regular guy. But in lieu of golf, he spent his spare time riding with biker gangs. That did not thrill his employers.
Once they found out that I was a member of the Hells Angels, they basically gave me a choice. You choose them or us. I got up and I said, well, I'll see you guys.
But why would a man give up the inside track on the American dream to live outside the law?
It's like wanting to be a Western gunfighter and then all of a sudden hanging out with the James Gang or hanging out with Billy the Kid. So that's, you know, where I was at. I was living it.
Christie's charisma served him well. He became the high-profile spokesman for the Angels brand, partying with celebrities and participating in events like the Olympic Torch Relay in 1984.
We're not terrorists. We support the Olympics, and we're not out to cause anybody a problem.
The group left the local clubhouse in formation.
As the years passed, Christie found his biggest enemies were perhaps not law enforcement, but those in his own camp.
It got very, very vicious, and you didn't know who to trust, who not to trust. You know, maybe that was the beginning of the end.
After Christie quit the Angels, he says false rumors began spreading within the group that he was a government informant. One day, he got a phone call.
My status had been changed. I'd been excommunicated. No one was allowed to talk to me, and I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody.
In the years since then, he's worked his past into a commodity. A History Channel series, college lectures, and his new book, Exile on Front Street, offering a personal take on life inside the Angels. But Christie's law-breaking days are over, according to Police Chief Corney.
We don't have any information that George is living than other than a law-abiding citizen at the time. And he's making his living off of his reminiscing on his days of old.
I'm happy where I'm at now. You know, I have a beautiful family. My wife believes in me. My children believe in me. And I'm also happy with the 40 years I put in the club.
Christie is unapologetic about his past and still identifies as an outlaw. This from his book. Quote, people confuse the outlaw and the criminal. Some outlaws commit crimes, but the real outlaw isn't a criminal by trade. End quote. Apparently, he can also be an author. For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap in Ojai.